The military saying, "No man left behind," is a commitment that no man is abandoned or left to face danger alone, no matter the cost or circumstances. This has been a core value of loyalty and solidarity within the military for most of our history. While most of the January 6th prisoners have been released, some are still rotting in jail and are currently being subjected to the worst treatment so far. Jeremy Brown is one of them. In December of 2020, federal agents Lindsay and Ura approached Mr. Jeremy Brown at his home and asked him if he would be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups they were looking at involving concerns they had about an event in January. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, and instead of working for the government on January 6th, he went on as many media outlets that would have him, starting in March of 2021, and played the recording. He named the agents and exposed what they wanted him to do.
It's no big deal. We just had to come out.
I've worked with JTTF before, so I'm familiar.
Might in the future.
So see, there you have it. Well, you might in the future.
So we don't care which way you lean.
Right.
We just want to make sure that you're not targeting anybody and nobody's going to get hurt over the outcome in January. We'd love to hear from you. And again, I can't make any promises, but like, if you provide information that prevents something big, the government pays for that. Like, we think that we can help you, you can help us, and we can definitely, on this side of things, less aggravation. You're one of 19 people that we're going to knock on the door and say they're not home, or they are home. And we're like, can
we one of 19 people. These two guys. Not the 58 other agents that he's about to explain that there's 60 of them in Tampa. But just, I'm just one of 19.
After exposing them in the public, the government had him arrested after an illegal search of his home turned up unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents. This is why some bad actors and the ignorant are claiming that he doesn't qualify for the January 6th pardon. But this is a lie. Jeremy Brown is a 20-year veteran in U.S. Army Special Operations, specializing in unconventional warfare. And despite his illegal incarceration, he continues to fight for his freedom and for the future freedom of our entire nation. Jeremy's legal team has forensic evidence that the FBI planted the explosive grenades and the CD containing national defense documents. After turning off all 14 of Jeremy's recording devices and their own body cameras. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades. So they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade. And they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years. And yet, there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. In August of 2022, there was a trace done on that CD to see when it was uploaded. And the evidence shows that Mr. Brown did not have the CD or the two grenades in his possession. While millions of self-proclaimed patriots are gleefully celebrating what appears to be the dawning of the New World Order's digital AI control grid, Jeremy Brown is being forgotten and left to rot in a cold jail cell. And we are asking anyone who still cares about freedom in America to not forget Jeremy Brown. No man left behind. De oppresso liber, to free the oppressed. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.